With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The major players in the meat industry have developed what they're calling a stewardship plan. They say will ensure that they use antibiotics in livestock only when necessary. At issue is the possible development of deadly superbug infections that are resistant to antibiotics and harmful to humans. The group has developed a set of guidelines and processes. Joe Swedberg, chairman of the Farm Foundation, said companies will use these best practices to avoid a situation where antibiotics would be unable to protect people.
You gain antibiotic resistance, and that's concerning across particularly on human and livestock side. So this is taking the One Health initiative and looking to be more judicious and more thoughtful and have good processes in place.
Some livestock producers have said the federal guidelines are confusing and they need more training to meet their responsibilities. Swedberg says the new plan standardizes terms so everyone is on the same page.
We brought to the table food service, retailers, pharmaceuticals, livestock groups, processors, all the organizations that are dealing with this each and every day, to come up with a mutually agreed upon definition for the stewardship and then the components that comprise it.
He also adds the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA have been partners in the process, both under the Obama and Trump administrations.
Nicely done, Beef Checkoff, by using some of the $1.50 per head investment for the Master of Beef Advocacy, or MBA program. You're assisting Washington's beef farmers and ranchers in learning how to effectively tell their beef story and engage with consumers. MBA graduate and rancher from Pomeroy, Sammy Cherrier, shares why she participated in the program.
There's just a lot of misconception about our industry and about what we do as far as our care for the animals and our care for the lamb. And I think that's one of the biggest parts of telling our story is to try to not necessarily disprove everybody's thoughts, but explain that there is a lot of care and a lot of passion for the animals and the land as well from a cattleman's standpoint.
Learn more about your Beef Checkoff investment in the Beef Commission's annual report, available now at wabeef.org.
I'm Sammy Cherrier from Pomeroy, Washington, and I support the Washington Beef Checkoff.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.